It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guests. She flew here on a sparrow, my co-host on The Five and anchor of the Daily Briefing, Dana Perino.
Hi.
She's the market whiz from Fox Biz, anchor Dagan McDowell. If social distancing were an Olympic event, she'd be on a box of Wheaties. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Kat Timpf. And if you're worried about a virus, just call Tyrus. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Set on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right. I'll go to you first, Dana.
Okay.
How do you feel? How do you think Trump's been handling this crisis?
Well, I think in the last few days, as everyone started really focusing, and you see him at the briefing every single day, taking all the questions. Like, it's not just like I'm in and out, three questions. He's taking all the questions. Sometimes I think they last a little too long because I'm like, don't those people have work to do? But look, I think that the country is also showing that we can all come together. I remember not too long ago, after one of the horrible mass shootings, a friend of mine that worked at the company where it happened sent me a note and said, this country needs a circuit breaker.
Right.
And nobody wants to have to deal with a crisis or a tragedy. But I do think that what we're seeing now as people come together, it's busting wide open and dusty and putting it away, this idea that America is so polarized.
Yes.
And that we're so far apart because we're really not. And so if this is the circuit breaker that reminds us, like, we have to all get together. We have to. If you think about World War II or the World Wars, like, that affected everybody in some way, but over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
This is affecting all of us all at once. But I feel pretty good about where we are coming together. I mean, this is not anybody's fault. And I think when President Trump said that the other day, it was really important for everyone to hear.
Yeah.
And he's repeatedly said the government is going to help. It's not your fault.
Right.
The government's going to help. So I think it's been good.
All right, Dagan, you know, we've already slowed the spread and bought time with our actions. What about the ramifications of extending this shutdown beyond what's tolerable? I mean, it's at some point we have to weigh what we're doing against the virus and what we're doing against the economy, right?
Right, that the economic slowdown turns into something that would be akin to the Great Depression.
Yes.
And it lasts not just for months, but potentially years. But you don't need me to quote numbers because, like your monologue said, Greg, we all know people who have been hurt by this.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see the results of what is happening in terms of people filing for unemployment benefits. You don't need to know how many people it will be because we will see them in our neighborhoods, in our towns and cities. But money will go out to them, $3,400 for a family of four in the initial tranche based on what Congress is doing, maybe another check, unemployment benefits coming in. But we can only tolerate this for a matter of weeks. You know, people are getting really creative. Like, you know, my gray roots are going to start growing in any second now because I'm 83. But people are doing online tutorials like, you can't go to a salon, but here's the box color you can buy. I will show you on FaceTime or online how to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has to look at me, be Arthur.
You know, Kat, you're sitting in Tyrus's chair.
My feet don't even come close to touching the ground right now.
Yes, this is hilarious. So what has piqued your interest being at home now for the last 10 days?
Oh, well, listen, I love that you brought up the celebrities thing because that's been the thing that drove me the most nuts.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, it's going to get worse, going to get worse. And then I saw that video of all the celebrities singing Imagine from their mansions. I'm like, it's already getting worse. I mean, I saw that. And the only thing I thought is I can't imagine being that obsessed with myself. People's lives are being destroyed and they think I know what could solve it. My face singing commie cheesy trash from one of my multiple mansions.
Yes.
That's what the world needs right now.
Yeah.
They're all multimillionaires. They don't even know other people who are not multimillionaires.
Right.
And I just had to shut all that just stop because it makes me so sick. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, I've struggled with, you know, self-esteem throughout my life and hating myself. And now I'm glad I hate myself at least a little.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather hate myself forever than love myself, be so obsessed with myself that I think I can solve the world's problems by showing my face on the internet. Get over yourself.
Yes. Tyrus, it's been 2 weeks since we've seen you. You've been holed up. Yep. Because you can't fly over here. What have you been doing? What are your thoughts over this interesting pandemic?
You know, Dega had a great point. As far as the gray roots go, we're going to start seeing everyone's not physically what they look like, but as well as what their character is all about.
Yeah.
And it's time for people to do their jobs. I think the White House has actually done a very good job of coming to terms with things and breaking it down, let the experts do their job. And now the media is actually going to have to do their job. Nobody wants questions about what the name of something is. We want information.
Yeah.
So everyone has to do their job now, which I think is great. And for those of you who are at home with loved ones, you're going to find out what she looks like real quick, for real. With the Botox is gone. The makeup's gone.
Stop!
The plucking of the eyebrows is gone. You know what I'm saying?
Hair extensions, too.
Hair extensions are out of there. You're going to start going, a lot of guys going, I had no idea I was dating a brunette with no eyelashes. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a lot of truth. It's a very truthful time. I've been just working like getting prepared. I got small children I gotta check on and make sure everybody's okay. So it's a lot of responsibility, a lot of things going on right now, but accepting the challenge.
Yeah. By the way, this is how I look all the time. I'm not actually not wearing any makeup.
Stay right there. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Can your bond outlast a crisis this vast? Being cooped up with your mate can take a toll on any relationship, but now's the time to understand who you are and who your partner is. With the events changing by the day, it's easy to get consumed and a little freaked out. And how you respond to your partner's inevitable meltdown is going to make all the difference to your relationship. So will this put your love to the test? Will it make it stronger or weaker? Is it possible a crisis like this could bring the recently split up back together because they're so damn lonely? All right, Tyrus, everybody in your household getting along?
Greg, we are so happy, and we are just enjoying being together and talking every day, and I'm just loving life. I get to work out with her on Instagram, Ingrid Rink. I get to work out, and it's been really, really great. Never been so happy in all my life. Can't get the smile off my face. I'll need a plastic surgeon to get it removed. And thank you so much for asking me that great question.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tyrus. I will pray for you, and I'm not even religious, for the week. Dana, is Jasper sick of you?
Jasper, look, I think pets across America are like, this is awesome. Yeah. All my humans are home at the same time and every night. And there's you know, takeout containers to lick when we're done, because I haven't started really cooking yet, but I'm going to. You know, Peter and I are doing pretty well. I talked to a friend. They've been quarantined for 14 days because they had an exposure.
Yeah.
They did something where they had theme nights.
Oh.
So they would make barbecue and then watch Tombstone.
Oh.
They had wings and watched Top Gun. And they had chicken parm and watched Goodfellas.
Yeah.
So that might be a little fun way to deal with things. So far,
racist,
so good in
Dana.
Our household.
That sounds racist.
What?
I don't know. The fact that, oh, let's have parm because we're watching movies with Italians. You know, I've always known you were deep in your heart. You hate people. And that makes me feel good. You know, Dagan, I have a theory. I call it the almost famous test based on that scene where the plane almost goes down. When you're in a life-threatening situation, do you, A, hold your spouse's hand and tell her how much you love her? Or do you think, when this is over, I'm getting a divorce?
Both?
It could happen within the same minute.
Both. I love new relationships in this environment.
Yes.
Because it only takes a woman stuck at home with her honey bear a few hours to stop giving a damn. Just stop shaving. Oh, honey, you're watching Narcos Mexico? No, we're watching Valentine's Day. And I've got a little bit of mustard on my sweatshirt. I'm just going to move my hair so you can't see it.
All right, here's the big question for Kat. You've been dating Cam for a year now?
Yeah.
Who is worse for wear? Is he going crazy or are you going crazy?
Well, I see it as an opportunity, and I think all my ladies out there should see this opportunity. They can't go anywhere.
Yes.
Like, legally, they can't go anywhere. So, you got an issue? Maybe he got a weird text message a year ago, but you didn't want to bring it up. Now's the time. He's got to talk to you about it. He's got nowhere to go. Some say keep the peace. I say seize the day. There's also a lot of really fun games you can play. Like, I was playing this fun game I made up with Cam earlier this week, where I just find a picture of a random woman.
Uh-huh.
I text it to him. He goes, who's that? I say, oh, really? That's what you're going with? Do you think I'm stupid? And you go on and on, and we all have a laugh. And Cam, you know, he's having a great time. He's just, the fact that I'm here, he's probably missing all the fun we're having. But don't worry, we got a lot more to talk about when I come home.
Oh my God, you are evil.
Oh yeah.
This is why you've had so many bad boyfriends until now.
Well, no, I mean, well, yes and no. Like, I do deserve bad ones. I don't deserve one this good, and that's quite clear. But the bad boyfriends, I mean, yeah, I'm insane, but he must be into it.
All right. I'm having a great time, because Elena's cooking now, and she's actually not bad. I'm really shocked.
Are you doing the dishes?
No. Are you kidding me?
I am. I'm doing the dishes.
Yes, you are. Good answer, Tyrus.
I usually pass out after a bottle of wine on the couch. And then I wake up.
You and me both.
Yeah, at 6 a.m. I wander around the apartment in a complete daze, wearing my pants backwards. All right. Thank you, Dana, Dagan, Tyrus, Kat. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I still love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.